This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. We're talking about profiling the breakthroughs that are changing the way we view the universe and also affecting our daily life. Well, on Science Fantastic, we've had Nobel Prize winners, directors of major laboratories, talking about the creation of the universe, about the possibility of time travel, antimatter, dark matter, the cutting edge of science. But today, we're going to take a step in a different direction. We're going to talk about the physics of everyday things. That's right. I wondered, like, how does a laser work? Or what about stealth bombers? How do they work? Not to mention, how do we know where the moon came from? Or how do we know how old the dinosaurs were? Things that we encounter every day, but leave us with our heads scratching, wondering, how do they do that? How do they calculate the age of a dinosaur? How do they know where the moon came from? Well, with us today is someone who's going to explain the physics of everyday things. The book is called The Physics Behind... So in other words, we are going to talk about the physics of everyday life. With us today is Russ Swan, author of the book The Physics Behind, and we got him all the way from England. And so, once again, we're going to be talking about the things that have your head scratching every day. How does a touchscreen work? What is Moore's Law? How do stealth bombers work? How do we know where the moon came from? How old are the dinosaurs? And how do we know? These are some of the things we're going to be talking to Mr. Swan. Also, you might want to go to my website to find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 650,000 fans on Twitter. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that magic number down. 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio and internationally on the internet. So once again, the book we're going to talk about today is The Physics Behind with author Russ Swan. So Russ, glad you could join us all the way from England to get on Science Fantastic.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Dr. Kaku.
Okay, well, first question is, why do you decide to write a book about the physics of, well, ordinary things, that things that puzzle us every day? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's more or less what you've already described. Everything that happens in everyday life has some science behind it, and in most cases, that science is actually physics, because physics is kind of the fundamental science that drives everything that we do. And as life gets more complicated, we have more and more technology involved in everything that we do. It seemed to me that actually we're losing touch with the basic principles and the basic phenomena that are behind all of the things that we do. And it just seemed to me that there was a lot of things there to say that perhaps people would be interested in learning a bit about. And so the opportunity for the book came up, and there we are. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Okay, well, you know, people come up to me and say, Professor, you're a physicist. I mean, what does a physicist do anyway? Well, we invent things. You know, we invented the transistor, which makes possible the computer. We invented the laser, which makes possible the internet. We wrote the World Wide Web. And not to mention that in a hospital, we invented the X-ray machine and the MRI scan. In everyday life, we invented television, radio, microwaves, radar. We also invented the space program, which was all done by physicists. We created the GPS satellite. So what do we do? Well, we invented most of the 21st century.
Indeed.
So let's get right into the substance of your book. Your book mentions, of course, computers and touch screens. So let me ask you a question about Moore's Law, which you mentioned in your book. What is it, and why does computer power advance so rapidly?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And, of course, Moore's Law is the law that states that, roughly speaking, computer power doubles about every 2 years, 18 months to 2 years. And it was a law that was first described in 1965 by a chap called Gordon Moore, who really noticed that he was getting twice as many transistors onto a chip about every 2 years. And so he extrapolated that forward, saying, I wonder if this will continue. In fact, when he described it, he didn't state it as a law. It's since been considered to be a law. But he made it really an observation. And since then, it's remarkable that 53 years later, the pattern has stayed really very accurate, that about every 18 months to 2 years, you can get twice as many transistors on a chip, and, of course, twice as many transistors means that you can do twice as much computing, twice as much processing. So it's one of those things that we don't really know whether it would have continued in that pattern had Gordon Moore not described the law, or whether it's continued in that pattern because he described it and people thought, oh, we have to do twice as many to keep up, otherwise our competitors will be doing twice as many. Interesting, but the miniaturization involved, of course, gets harder and harder each iteration, each cycle. It gets harder. The first time it's half the size, the second time it's a quarter, and so on.
Right, and isn't that done using, well, ultraviolet radiation and etching technology, similar to how we make a T-shirt, by etching tinier and tinier transistors on a silicon chip? So how does that work?
Well, this is where the lasers come into, of course, because the etching process used in what are called the fabs, the fabrication facilities, they use smaller and smaller wavelengths of laser light, because then you can focus to a smaller and smaller dot. And there's a parallel here with things like optical discs, where you have a CD and then a DVD and then a Blu-ray, and each of those uses a shorter, a smaller laser dot in order to get more information onto the same size of disc.
Okay, now, I remember when I was in high school, when the first computers were being made at Stanford and other universities, it was so painful. It was so painful putting input into the computer. You had to use punch cards. You had to type it in, make a mistake, and it bounces right back. Now, we have touch screens. You just touch the screen, and instantly it does magic. So how does a touch screen work?
Well, as you're probably aware, there are more than one type of touchscreen. There are capacitive touchscreens and resistive touchscreens, which are the two main types used in things like smartphones and iPads and so forth. And the capacitive touchscreen is very clever. It uses a trick of your finger, which is why it doesn't work when you put on a piece of plastic or a piece of paper. It relies on the electrical conductivity of your fingertip and can measure really quite precisely where that is touching onto the screen and translate that through some very clever processing system to give it the XY coordinates of the point on the screen where you are touching and give it a clue as to what you want it to do.
Pretty amazing stuff. Now, you mentioned lasers, right? Lasers were invented by physicists, and now we find lasers everywhere. But first of all, what is the difference? What is the difference between ordinary light and laser light?
Well, there are really two things. I mean, ordinary light that we see outside or even...
Okay, Russ, unfortunately, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to get right back to your book, The Physics Behind. We're talking about the physics of, well, ordinary things. We encounter physics every single second of our life, but we hardly know anything about it. So give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today, we're not going to talk about the physics of time travel or the physics of space warps or wormholes or higher dimensions or anything like that. Today, we're going to talk about, well, the physics of everyday things. Lasers, computers, touchscreens. And we're going to talk about, well, outer space, the origin of the moon. What is dark matter? What is the standard model of physics? With us today is Mr. Russ Swan, author of the book, The Physics Behind. And we are going to talk about the physics of, well, ordinary things. Well, we talked about Moore's Law, which simply says that computer power doubles every 18 months. And we get Moore's Law because we can etch tinier and tinier transistors using laser light or ultraviolet radiation. But then the question is, well, what is laser light? So, Russ, tell us why laser light is so different from ordinary light.
Well, laser light is made of exactly the same stuff as ordinary light. It's made of photons, which are really tiny packets of energy, the quanta of energy. But the difference between ordinary light, which has a whole load of wavelengths and a whole load of different colors because of those wavelengths, is that in a laser source, all the photons, all the quanta of energy are the same energy. They have the same color and the same wavelength, and so they appear as just a single color. You cannot have, for instance, a white laser. That's sort of a physical impossibility. We can have a red laser or a green laser or a blue laser as long as it's at that one single wavelength. And the other thing that a laser light has, besides being a single wavelength, is what we physicists call coherence. And it means that all of the wavelengths, all of the quanta of energy, the photons, are vibrating at the same time. They're sort of dancing around together, and they go up together, and they go down together, and they vibrate in exactly the same pattern. So this means that you can take a laser light, you can do really interesting things with it, but things you cannot do with a regular light bulb from an LED or light from the sun. It means you can focus them really tightly, you can control them, very sharp cutoff, very sharp startup, and lasers are still producing some of the most interesting technological breakthroughs that we're getting in society today. In fact, the 2018 Nobel Prize was announced quite recently, and the winners of that prize, there were three of them all together, were all working with laser light.
And according to the press release, one of the applications of this was to create optical tweezers,
yeah,
the ability to manipulate tinier and tinier things just as if you manipulate tools. Could you explain?
Well, optical tweezers are a bit like, if you've ever watched Star Trek, the science fiction program, it's the tractor beam from Star Trek. It means you can use a laser source and you can control it in a certain way so you get what they call a wasted beam. And that can catch and move around tiny objects. Tiny things like bacteria can be captured by a laser beam, just like a tractor beam, on a very, very small scale, of course. And they can then be used and studied to see what they're doing. In fact, optical tweezers have become, in biology, one of the most powerful tools of the last couple of decades.
And do you think that one day we'll be able to create tractor beams like in Star Trek? Is that a possibility, or is that strictly science fiction?
Well, I honestly think you can never say never. It is science fiction today. I don't think anybody has any serious proposals to make a tractor beam that could capture a spaceship. But, you know, in 100 years, in 200 years, who's to say?
Okay, and talking about light, of course, one of the most fascinating things that children notice is the rainbow. We think we know a little bit about rainbows, but well, tell us a little bit about how rainbows actually are formed.
Well, rainbows are really still quite magical. And you know, where I live in the UK, in England, we have weather that means that it's sometimes rainy and it's sometimes sunny, and that means we get more rainbows than other places in the world will get. And you've seen a rainbow. You know how they appear to move with you when you walk around. You know about the myth of the pot of gold that can be found at the end of the rainbow. And the fact mm-hmm. is, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow might be there because nobody's ever been to the end of a rainbow. It's impossible to get there. The rainbow is an everyday thing that when you're a child, you think, wow, what on earth is happening? And as an adult, we tend to think, oh, well, it's just a rainbow. It's pretty, but nothing special. But it is kind of special. It's the light from the sun being refracted through the raindrops that are suspended in the atmosphere. And it's the same effect as if you look at a CD or a DVD disc, and you get the kind of rainbow shimmer. The different wavelengths of light are bent backwards towards you by a different amount, depending on their wavelength, on how long they are. And there's some really interesting things, some interesting facts about a rainbow. A rainbow is always down from the sun. So if you could see your own shadow, as you sometimes can, your head is always the center of the circle of the rainbow. And if the sun is really high in the sky, it can be too high for a rainbow to form. But when it goes down, the rainbow goes up. And if you get a rainbow at sunset, as I saw actually just a few weeks ago, the rainbow is a complete semicircle, complete in the sky, because of this effect. It's what we call the 42-degree rule, that the line from your head to the edge of the rainbow is always about 42 degrees.
Right. Now, if you take a look at the origin of why light bends when it goes through glass or droplets of water in the air, you go all the way back to Isaac Newton. It was Isaac Newton who showed that white light is actually composed of different colors. But the fact that these colors bend at different rates inside glass, isn't that due to the fact that different colors travel effectively in glass at different speeds? So since the speed of light in glass is not a constant, you can have different colors traveling at different velocities, and that's the reason why white light bends into all the colors of the rainbow, right?
That's exactly right, of course. And as the light bends by different amounts, the colors become separated. And when they then fall into your eye, you can see the different colors in different places in the sky. What, of course, Newton's great genius was not just splitting the light into the different colors, it was he then recombined it back into white light, which was the thing that really proved that it was white light split into colors and then recombined back into white.
And, by the way, even though we don't get into the biology of colors, isn't it true that the human eyeball cannot really see all the colors of the rainbow at all? Only three colors, red, green, and blue. And it's sort of like an optical illusion that we think we're seeing all the colors of the rainbow in their true form, but we're only seeing combinations of three colors, right?
Well, this is the same way that a television screen or your computer monitor works. It builds up a complete range of millions of colors using the primary colors. It's quite a clever technique that has been developed really by nature, and we've copied it in our technologies to make the same thing.
And what is amazing is that some people, especially some women, can actually see four colors. They have a mutation in their eye such that they can see more than just the three primary colors that most people can see. They can actually see four colors.
I just think it would be interesting to look through somebody else's eyes. Of course, it's kind of impossible to do that without some rather gruesome transplants. But I wonder what that would look like to see more colors than I currently see.
Well, we talked about laser light, we talked about rainbows, and now let's talk about another form of electromagnetic radiation in the form of, well, the stealth bomber. The stealth bomber is so-called invisible, but is it really invisible? How does a stealth bomber work? And many of the reports of flying saucers are due to the fact that the military secretly tested stealth technology for so many decades and use flying saucer stories as a cover. So, Russ, tell us a little bit about another form of electromagnetic radiation and stealth bombers.
I think the first thing that it's really important to notice and to point out is that stealth bombers are invisible to radar, but they are not invisible to optical light, to the things you can see. If one flew past you, you would probably hear it, but you would certainly also be able to see it. Sometimes people seem to think that they are actually invisible in the kind of science fiction sense. And
okay, Russ, let's take another short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue a discussion of stealth bombers. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number is 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Russ Swan, author of a new book. It's called The Physics Behind... So in other words, we're not going to talk about the Big Bang. We're not going to talk about the origin of the universe. We're not going to talk about string theory or higher dimensions. We're going to talk about, well, things that you see around you every single day. Did you know that almost second by second, almost everything that you touch, you experience, that you work with, everything ultimately comes back to physics. But we don't think about it that
that way. And that's where the book, The Physics Behind, comes into play, because we're going to talk about ordinary things. Well, before the break, we were talking about lasers, rainbows, and now let's talk about stealth bombers and another form of electromagnetic radiation. And are they really invisible? So, Russ, tell us about stealth bombers.
Well, stealth bombers, of course, are designed in a few different clever engineering ways to minimize their radar reflection. So they're not invisible to natural light. You could see them. They're not really quite invisible to radar, but they're almost invisible to radar. And there are probably two main methods that are used to reduce the radar signature. One is the shape of things. So if a radio signal is transmitted from a radar station, it is something. If it is something made of metal, it will bounce back. And if you make the thing that it's bouncing off of made of lots of flat surfaces, then instead of coming back towards the radar system, they might reflect off into a different direction so they cannot be detected. And that immediately reduces the radar signature of, for instance, the aircraft. It also applies to warships. Retroreflectivity is one of the interesting things here. If you're wearing a high-visibility garment and you notice it when you shine a light on it, it shines back very brightly. That's because they are designed specifically to be retroreflective, not just reflective, but to reflect the signal back the way it came. And a stealth bomber is designed for the exact opposite purpose, to be completely non-retroreflective. So this means that when they design the aircraft, they have no right angle, because a right angle allows an energy beam to bounce once, bounce twice, and come back the way it came. So if you look at a stealth bomber, you'll see that there's not a right angle to be seen almost anywhere. The other thing that they do, of course, is the surface treatment. They paint them in a radar-absorbing material. Basically, it's black paint, you might say. And that paint absorbs the signal, and the arrangement, the geometry of the thing, stops it being reflected. And that means that altogether you could have something as big as a bomber that has a radar signal about the same as a bird or a bumblebee. Really very tiny.
Okay, well, of course, the average person has seen movies like Harry Potter, where there is an invisibility cloak, where you really, really, really are invisible to light. Now, there are some things called metamaterials, which give you a semblance of invisibility for microwave radiation. But, well, what are your thoughts about one day whether or not we're going to create true invisibility with metamaterials for optical frequencies, or is that just Harry Potter?
Well, it's a fascinating idea, isn't it? These metamaterials, what they promise is they will take an incoming light signal. Say there's light coming in from behind you, and it will hit the coat you're wearing, or the invisibility cloak, travel round the cloak, and then continue towards the viewer. And that means that you would basically see through the person. You would see what was behind them as if they weren't there. The promise is extraordinary.
Okay, Russ, we're going to have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to get right to all the things that we've been talking about. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Russ Swan, author of the book, The Physics Behind... In other words, we're going to talk about the physics of ordinary things. Things that puzzle you every single second of every day, because physics is all around you. We physicists invented the transistor. We invented the laser. We invented television. We invented radio, radar, x-rays, microwave devices. We invented the space program. So in other words, you can't move without bumping into something that was originally invented by a physicist someplace. So once again, Russ Swan is the author of the book, The Physics Behind. Well, let's move on now. And, well, let's talk about the moon. The moon is in our dreams. We see the moon every night or most nights. But people wonder, well, where did the moon come from? And we're going back to the moon. The President of the United States has announced that, yes, we are going back to the moon. NASA is no longer going to be the agency to nowhere. It's going to go someplace. But let's say a few things about the moon, like where did it come from?
It's a really interesting question, and I think it's fair to say that a lot of scientists are still not entirely sure. The main theory at the moment seems to be that the proto-Earth, the young red-hot planet that became our Earth, had a catastrophic impact with another body in the solar system, something about the size of Mars, we think. And the two merged together in this huge molten lava mess. And as they spun and cooled, a lot of the material came off the Earth, and that became the moon. The mathematics, the arithmetic, seems to show that that is about right. But there's still some anomalies. If we look at what we see on the Earth and what we see on the moon, they're not exactly the same. They're made of slightly different material in some places, and that is still proving that we need to go really back to the moon and do more science, because it's only by going places and making investigations that we really find out what the universe is all about. We still don't know a lot, and that's very exciting, I think.
Now, isn't it true that most of what we know about the moon's origin comes from the Apollo space program, when astronauts brought back hundreds of pounds of moon rock? What are your thoughts?
Well, that's exactly right. Most of the lunar material we have on Earth came from Apollo. There are a few small pieces that came actually directly from the moon by a meteor hitting the moon, knocking off a chunk of moon rock, which floated around in space for perhaps thousands of years before traveling to Earth, plunging through the atmosphere, and eventually being picked up by some curious human. So most of what we know from the moon comes from Apollo, and the thing about Apollo is that most of the samples that came from Apollo are from the same kind of terrain. They're from the sort of lowland areas, because that's where it was possible to land an Apollo spaceship. The lunar excursion module, the LEM, wasn't really capable of landing on the side of a mountain. So we don't really know what the chemistry of all the lunar highlands is like. We can do some investigation from Earth. We can test it remotely by things like spectroscopy. But there's nothing quite like having a piece of the rock in your hand and being able to hit it with a hammer and look at it under a microscope to find out really what it's made of. It's a good idea to go back.
Yeah, in fact, I did that when I was a grad student years ago at Berkeley. I actually had some moon rocks from Apollo, looked at it under a microscope, and I was rather astounded to see tiny micro craters, because, of course, there's no air on the moon to burn up meteors. And inside these micro craters were tinier craters, craters inside craters inside craters. Amazing, because there's no air on the moon to burn up these particles of meteorites from outer space. Now, let me ask you another question. How do we know how old things are? We talk about the moon and the Earth being roughly 4 billion years of age. We talk about the dinosaurs dying out 65 million years ago. But then some people ask the question, well, Smarty Pants, how do you know? How do you know how old things are?
Well, there are a lot of techniques, of course, and they all boil down to some really quite interesting and fundamental physics. Perhaps the most powerful technique that we use for organic samples, things that have ever been, is radiocarbon dating. We use an element called carbon, and the particular isotope of carbon is carbon-14, which is carbon.
Well, Russ, I'm afraid we're going to have to take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Professor Michio Kaku, our special guest, is Russ Swan, and the book is called The Physics Behind. In other words, the physics behind everything, things that surround you, things that are with you every day. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. And once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic and what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about humanity in outer space. What does it mean if one day we go back to the moon, we go to Mars, we go beyond to the stars one day? Find out in the book, The Future of Humanity. And The Future of the Mind hit number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list and talks about physics and the brain. We are using physics to decode the secrets of the thinking mind. Think about that. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording thoughts, recording dreams, things that were once considered totally preposterous. Hey, we do it. We physicists can actually photograph dreams. Find out how in The Future of the Mind. In Physics of the Impossible, I go into time travel, space warps, wormholes, and the very cutting edge of science. And then in The Physics of the Future, I talk about robots. I talk about future of cancer research, aging. Can we live forever? These are some of the things I talk about in my books. But today, we're talking about the physics behind with Russ Swan, talking about the physics of, well, ordinary things, things that are with us constantly. So Russ, where we last left off, we were talking about how do we determine how old things are. For example, how do we know when the dinosaurs died?
Indeed, the radiocarbon dating uses an element carbon-14, which is an isotope of carbon, which has a radioactive property to it, and it, like all radioactive things, it will decay, which means it becomes a bit less radioactive over time. And the joy of the physics behind this is that the pattern of the radioactive decay is very mathematical, it's entirely predictable, and if we can measure a sample of the carbon-14 and see how radioactive it is now, it's quite a simple matter to then go back and say, well, this means that this piece of carbon-14 was captured X years ago. It may be 2,000 years ago, maybe 20,000 years ago. But it's really, really useful, particularly for organic things, things that have once been alive, so a piece of bone or whatever, it absorbs absorbs carbon from the atmosphere, and the carbon-14 is made in the atmosphere by cosmic rays and then floats around in the air, gets absorbed by the living creature. When the living creature dies, the radiocarbon begins to decay, and a few thousand years later, an archaeologist comes along using the physics of radioactive decay, does a quick measurement, or not technically a quick measurement, it's quite a complicated measurement, but it's very accurate, to determine whether something is 10,000 years or 100,000 years old. It's fantastic.
And isn't it true that we have not just one clock, but many clocks, that is, many radioactive substances that decay at different rates, plus DNA? We can actually compute how old things are by looking at their DNA, because DNA mutates at a constant rate over long periods of time. So isn't it true that we have many clocks, and all these clocks agree with each other, so we're not making a mistake?
Well, that's right. Radiocarbon is particularly useful for things that are perhaps between 1,000 and 30,000 years old. But we use things like potassium-40, which has a life of 1.25 billion years. Or we use rubidium-87 and strontium-87, which have a half-life of around about 50 million years. So by using 50 billion, I beg your pardon. So by using these, as you call them, various rocks, clocks, and we call them clocks in rocks in terms of archaeological dating, we can come up with a picture of things. We can also cross-reference. So, for instance, if we have a sample from, say, an Egyptian pyramid, there's quite good written evidence of when that happened. You can then do the carbon dating, and it agrees with the dates of the history. So then it's another confirmation that we know exactly when things happened. And it proves that, you know, the Earth is not 7,000 years old. It's 4 and a bit billion years old.
Okay, and now let's talk about the age of the universe itself. And people wonder, how do we know how old the universe is? First of all, tell us a little bit about the Doppler shift and the expanding universe and how we determine how old the entire universe is.
Yes, well, I think some of the greatest scientific discoveries, really, of the 20th century were that the universe is expanding. First of all, it was considered that the universe was probably static, things were moving about a bit, but the discovery by Edwin Hubble, really, that things were moving away from each other and everything was moving away from everything else, was one of the big, big breakthroughs of science in the 20th century. And one of the bigger discoveries more recently was that not only are things moving away from each other, but they're accelerating as they move away. And this is really quite hard to get your head around. It doesn't seem logical that they can be expanding and accelerating expansion in the universe, and yet this is what the physics shows us. It's another proof, really, of the philosophy that we have to go looking for things, and you will find things that you didn't expect to find. Doppler shift is one of the most powerful things, of course. As a star moves away from us as the observer, its colors appear to change, not unlike the way that the colors in a rainbow will change as you move your position. So if a star is moving away from us, it looks a bit redder than it would otherwise. The red shift can then be used to measure how far that star is away, because the further it is away, the faster it's moving. And the Big Bang Theory puts all of this into reverse. If we look at all the stars and all the galaxies in the universe and see the way they're traveling today, and then run that clock backwards, we come to a point about 14 and a half billion years ago when they must have all been in just about exactly the same place.
Okay, Russ, unfortunately, we have run out of time for Science Fantastic. But thank you so much for coming on the air and talking about your latest book, The Physics Behind. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Once again, the book is called The Physics Behind by Russ Swan. It's a book about the fact that everywhere you go, physics is surrounding you. Everything you do, everything you dreamed of, can eventually be traced back to physics. So the book is called The Physics Behind. And you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Join us every week on Science Fantastic when we talk about the cutting edge of science. And we profile some of the most amazing developments in physics and science. Good day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.